Do you consider yourself beautiful?
Welcome to Helpers of Joy, a weekly program telling real stories from Christian ladies to help bring joy to your life.
Today, my friend Lisa takes the Bible and shares with us how true beauty and holiness go hand in hand. This is Amy Sapp. Welcome to the Helpers of Joy radio broadcast. I want to introduce you to Lisa Hampton. Lisa serves the Lord alongside of her husband, Pastor Dwayne Hampton, at Open Door Baptist Church in Desloge, Missouri. Lisa is such a sweet, encouraging friend with a heart for the Lord. The title of today's program is Beauty is Found in Holiness, written by Lisa, and I want to share it with you today. The Bible says in Psalm 29, verse 2, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Today's society puts much attention to the outward appearance. According to the New York Post, in a study conducted by Groupon, American women spend an average of $3,756 a year, or $313 a month, on their appearance. Since ancient times, society has dictated what is considered beautiful and what is not. During some periods in history, being blonde and blue-eyed was considered beautiful. In the Orient, women with small feet were considered beautiful. The world's idea of what is considered beautiful is constantly changing. However, it is not man's definition that counts, but what is God's. The Bible is clear that true beauty is found in holiness. We were created to worship the Lord, not ourselves. However, in this very humanistic society, that is what is taking place, as is shown in the amount of money being spent on the appearance. It is clear in the scriptures that the Lord finds holiness in His children beautiful. That beauty stems from the holiness of God. In Chronicles 16:29, the Bible says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Similar verses can be found in Psalm 96, verse 9. Holiness is not a suggestion. It is a command. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, "But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." Here, Lisa believes Peter is referring to God's command to holiness in Leviticus 20, verse 7. He is reminding us that we should be walking in holiness in all aspects of our lives. There are a lot of misconceptions about holiness and what it means for the believer. One definition Lisa found stated that it is being conformed in all things to the will of God. Another states, "True holiness characterizes outward acts, but still more the motive and intent of the heart. To be sanctified, set apart for God." And all of these would be true. Holiness comes as we give our mind and will completely over to God and live according to His word. The more conformed to His image we are, the more we are enabled to obey His commandment to be holy. True holiness starts within and will radiate outward. When we try to do holy activities without the right motives, that does not make one holy. Because our Lord is holy, and as believers, He indwells in us. We, then, have the ability to be holy as He is holy. The Bible says in Romans 6, verse 22, "But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life." God is the very essence of holiness, and any holiness we attain is His that He conveys through us. When Moses came off the mount, he radiated the very holiness of God. People could see he had been with the Lord. To walk in holiness takes a desire and a commitment on our part. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. In order to perfect something, you must practice, practice, practice until you get it right. If we want to perfect holiness in our lives, we must commit daily to walk as we ought, conforming to the Lord's will in our lives. Lisa is afraid we get caught up in doing the spiritual activities. We neglect our walk with the Lord. He would much rather have us than our activities. There is a hymn entitled, Take Time to Be Holy. This hymn teaches that holiness is found in spending time with the Lord, feeding on His Word, that the more we look to Him, the more like Him we shall be, and that each thought and motive should be under His control. The whole theme of the song, Take Time. Again, it requires commitment and a willing heart. In this day and age, there is no real desire for true holiness. People want the look of holiness by doing all of the outward activities, but on the inside, they are far from it. Holiness should be the normal state of all believers. We have all been called to holiness. Will you answer the call? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Thank you, Lisa. Let's have the desire to be beautiful and holy in the eyes of our Lord. This is Amy Sapp, helping you help others have joy.
You can get more encouragement and read more stories from Amy Sapp and the Helpers of Joy by joining the Helpers of Joy 2 Corinthians 1:24 Facebook group, helping you help others have joy. Join the movement.